I've got a cool opportunity how you can start making serious money. Drive with Uber. You know, Uber, the popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. This is Bart Shore, and I use Uber all the time. Love them. And you'll love being your own boss when you drive with Uber. It's great for parents, teachers, students, anyone who needs flexibility, working when you want. You just need a car and a license to get started. Then you'll thank me for telling you how to get paid every week. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Amazon Prime Day is coming, and it's so special, we brought out the confetti cannons. What's Prime Day? It's a day with more deals than Black Friday, exclusively for Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime members can save big on thousands of amazing items, all on Prime Day. Not a Prime member? There's still time to sign up. Go to Amazon.com right now. Don't miss it. Prime Day is one day only, July 15th. I'm getting ready, just so you know.
Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. And from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We're broadcasting live today at the North Shore Country Club up in Glenview, home of the Encompass Championship. It's coming up Friday through Sunday. Also coming up a little bit later this evening, the Cubs and the Cardinals from Wrigley Field. Jason Hamill will be on the mound against Michael Wacha. Meanwhile, as of this moment, the Cubs are a playoff team entrenched as a wild card position. But Jason Mott, who appeared in both games yesterday, says the Cubs are not getting ahead of themselves.
Well, the season's not over today. We still got, you know, a couple months to go. So, you know, if it ended today, that's great, but it doesn't. So, you know, we still have to go out there and keep playing hard, and, you know, be the team that we know we can be.
Elsewhere on the diamond this afternoon, games in progress. They're in the ninth inning out in San Francisco. The Mets shutting out the Giants 2-0. Sixth inning at Seattle. The Tigers and the Mariners, they are tied at 4. Finals from this afternoon, Minnesota beat Baltimore 5-3. Glenn Perkins saved number 28 on the season. And Carlos Gomes had a couple of home runs, good for 4 RBIs. Milwaukee rallying by Atlanta 6-5. Pro basketball, no decision yet from DeAndre Jordan, who was having last-minute meetings with both the LA Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks today. Last week, Jordan agreed to an oral contract to join the Mavericks, but he's had second thoughts since then, and thus all these last-minute meetings. By the way, all these free agents who agreed to deals over the last week or so, they can sign those deals starting at midnight tonight. Tennis at Wimbledon today. On the men's side, quarterfinal action. The top three seeds all advanced to the semis. Number one, Novak Djokovic. Number two, Roger Federer. And number three, Andy Murray. However, the fourth seed, Stan Wawrinka, he was upset in quarterfinal action. Richard Gasquet was a winner today, so he advances to the semis. And the ladies' semis coming up tomorrow. Serena Williams going against Maria Sharapova. Tee off for charity at 670 The Score's charity golf outing benefiting the Turning Point Autism Foundation on Monday, August 10th at Seven Bridges Golf Club in Woodridge. Reserve your foursome today by calling 312-729-3944 for more information. Visit 670thescore.com/charitygolf. It's brought to you by Dan Wolf Automotive Group and Seven Bridges Golf Club. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars this weekend. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next broadcast tonight with the Sox hosting the Blue Jays, and it begins with a pregame show at 6:35. It's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, also 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
What the hell is going on in the NBA with this DeAndre Jordan stuff? How is this allowable? How can the league allow somebody, after there is a handshake agreement, to go in and tamper with that to try to get a player back once you've started making other decisions? Then how can you then say, well, I don't know, he didn't sign anything yet, so we're going to try to get DeAndre Jordan back? And he and Chris Paul, I thought, were irreconcilable.
Hate each other. I know he can't hit free throws. I know there are some limitations to his game.
Well, that's the problem with Paul, is Paul needles him for not working hard enough.
I would take him. I would not have let him go. I could not believe they're going to let him walk, but he wanted to.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
There's something called the Waffle House song that's in every Waffle House jukebox. It's their own song. It's like their theme song that was written for them. Yeah, we're cooking, and it's awful.
And it's god awful.
I don't even know where you would find that, but there was something called the Waffle House song, and we just liked it. And we were inebriated and hungry, and we decided that we were going to play it over and over and over again until somebody tried to shoot us.
Terry Bores, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bores and Bernstein, but I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's not it? That's not the Waffle House anthem?
It's not. It was cheesier than that. That's awful, but that's even worse. No, the other one was sort of a...
It was only the one you sent us, Dan.
I know it was, but I can't listen to it here because there's no audio here. Somebody sent me and said, here's the Waffle House song, so I forwarded it to you. I guess they've changed it because it used to be sort of a jaunty country, we're cooking, yeah, we're cooking. That's... This is awful too. I mean,
that's a real Richard move there, Dan.
What is?
You send the song to these guys to put the open together with, and you tell them it's not the right song.
Oh, I'm happy that they played it. When I sent it, somebody I trusted. They said,
"Real Richard move."
They said, "Here's the Waffle House song for you."
Richard move could be added to our list too, right? He's been on the list, right, Richard?
We had him. We had him on.
Mm-hmm. I thought
he was an intern once.
Well, Richard move is pretty much this guy's modus operandi, isn't it?
Well, I apologize that I sent the wrong one, but I didn't know that I was sending the wrong one because I couldn't listen to it.
Yeah, and Terry, we had another intern we had to cancel for the summer.
Yep.
Seymour sits closer.
Yeah, he gets on your nerves, though, while you're editing.
He was our ticket guy.
Did you see this tweet from Paul Sullivan? I'm a little unnerved by this, as you should be.
Brian Rizzo?
Yeah.
I'm not unnerved at all.
It doesn't bother you?
Not one bit.
I just have a thing that Bryant and Rizzo are both going to be in the home run derby. And I don't
like it. Show me the metrics of the last 10 years of guys who have been ruined in the second half because of it.
Oh, that's on our show.
I was going to say, ruined the second half.
Yeah, you can't. There's something about it that just is unnecessary.
Bad and troubled by it.
Yeah, no, I just want to know if there's a correlation to it.
That is the correct question.
Well, and let's have someone look into it. We know anyone who does numbers?
Boop, beep, boop, 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 boop.
Wait. A little bit to start there. Okay, we help them check. I know there seems to be a feeling Joe Madden has it. Not crazy about the home run derby. I mean,
I know there's one famous case that everybody points to. Is it...
That only hit 6 home runs or something second half.
Who was it? He hit like 19. Bobby Abreu. Thank you.
Hit about 90 home
large
runs.
Large man then, at the bar. Yeah. Bobby Abreu.
He is a large man.
Well, a large man with baseball knowledge. It was Bobby Abreu that put on a show at the Home Run Derby. That just might be the one that we remember, and it's sort of a confirmation bias that you say, well, that's the only one. But
Bobby Aruba.
He was the second one on the list. Well, Bryant says it's just like batting practice. It's nothing to him. Doesn't bother him a bit. He says it doesn't affect him. I don't know what Rizzo, but that's what Bryant said immediately. He wanted to do it.
Rizzo thinks it's a hit by pitch contest.
Well, Rizzo is actually on pace for 36 hit by pitches, mm-hmm. which still leaves him 14 short of Ron Hunt's record.
Yeah. I don't want to say that again.
50, right?
Yeah.
1971, I want to say Ron Hunt.
He wanted to get hit. He stood there and Derjit hit him, and they go ahead and hit him, and he was like right on top of the plate, and he was tinky and stupid. I mean, I don't know why he did it, but he was a Met. Wasn't he a Met? Of course he should be hit.
The Society for American Baseball Research published this in 2010, Home Run Derby Curse, Fact or Fiction. And there's some gory math here, but it says the goal of the analysis is to determine if the claim of a home run derby curse is borne out by the performance of the players who participated. So they determined how the idea of the derby curse should be interpreted statistically. that a player who participates in the Home Run Derby experiences a decrease in offensive and power hitting statistics in the second half as compared to the first half. Second interpretation, a player who participates experiences a decrease in offensive and power hitting stats in the second half as compared to his usual production, not necessarily compared to that first half. And he said there has been a significant drop-off in production for those players who participated, decreases statistically significant. The difference, essentially, due to home run percentage and OPS, is the origin of the idea of the home run derby curse. And then they have first half to second half comparisons for people who did not participate. And some of this, now they're talking about repeat participants. This is way, way, way too complicated. He said, we have no choice but to conclude, ultimately, that it's fiction. If we consider all the ways that these statistics should behave if there is no curse, we find they consistently match that model. Certainly, some players will have a decline in statistics from the first half of the season to the second after participating, but what's clear from analysis is this would have occurred for those players regardless of whether they chose to participate or not. But that's only data through 2010.
Well, I think, you know, again, Joe Maddon doesn't like it. Bryant said to him it's nothing because it's batting practice. He would be delighted to do it. I mean, most people that you see now that kind of shy away, they may do it once, they don't want to come back. But he says it's batting practice. How can batting practice hurt you? His dad's going to pitch. So I don't know. I mean, Joe Maddon, who is not a dumb guy, I mean, apparently, even though there is no truth behind it, doesn't like it. Just doesn't like it.
Well, I'm wondering if his not liking it is based on the data.
It's a great question.
Because according, and I don't know if anything's changed. It's been a long time since 2010. We've got a lot of seasons in the books there that might have something statistically significant where, because they have messed with the actual format of the Derby, right?
They have.
Joe Maddon doesn't even like batting practice, let alone the Home Run Derby. I mean, this is a guy who always says less is more when it comes to that.
Yeah, stay away from it. Don't come to the park early. Don't do that crap.
So I guess it's consistent with Maddon when he's a guy who's perfectly happy to tell guys just, you know, don't worry about batting practice today. Don't overdo it.
Yep. Yeah, he feels like that if you spend your whole life doing it, if you're there every day early, you're out of your mind. You don't need to do that to succeed in the major league level. That you don't need to be that guy that for a 7 o'clock game is in the clubhouse at 1 o'clock. He did it in Tampa, too. He said, don't be here at 1 o'clock. Come here at 4 o'clock. We're fine. Well, because there was no crowd around there, you could come there at 4 o'clock. Easily. There was nobody there. So, I mean, that's what he recommended. I don't know about his thoughts on their Home Run Derby, if they've changed over the years or what, but that he's very pointed in the paper today about not liking it.
And the 708 says, regardless of analysis, the Derby is an unnecessary.